Morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹还有朋友们，早上好。
My grandparents were the first generation immigrants from China to South Korea.
我的祖父母是第一代从中国移民到韩国去的移民。
My parents were born and raised in Korea, and so were I and my two sisters.
我的父母亲还有我自己还有我的另外两个妹妹都是在韩国出生长大的。
My dad had a good job in Korea, but he decided to move to the United States at the age of 40.
那我父亲在那时候在韩国工作也很不错，但是当他40岁的时候，他决定把我们全家移民到美国来。
An oil company in the U.S. sponsored him as an engineer.
那个时候呢，是有一个石油公司，然后聘请他做工程师，然后所以能帮他办身份到这边来。
So we moved to Louisiana, and I was only 15.
所以我15岁的时候，我们全家就都搬到了路易斯安那州。
But then when we arrived, the oil company did not hire my dad because at that time, the company was laying off people due to the economic downturn.
可是问题是当我们到了美国的时候呢，这个石油公司又不能再聘请我父亲了，因为那个时候经济不好，然后这个公司已经开始在裁人了。
And then a few months later, my dad received an envelope in the mail.
那这件事发生以后几个月呢，我父亲收到了一封信。
When he saw what was inside, his eyes were lit up, and he began to smile.
那当他把信拆开，看到里面是什么内容的时候，他就那个眼睛开始放光，然后脸上出现了很好的微笑。
And then he even like raised his hand and let out a yes.
然后甚至这样挥手说太好了。
It seems like it was his way of showing victory.
好像就是感觉是那个战胜了什么似的那个。
I never seen my dad like getting excited, so when I saw him got excited, then I got excited too.
我几乎从没有见过我父亲这么兴奋，所以他那个状态的时候，我也觉得很兴奋。
It must be good news.
那肯定是一个很棒的消息。
So he gave me a card, and then that had my picture on it.
他那时候就递给我一个卡片，那个上面有我的照片。
And he said, "Son, this is your green card."
他说，儿子啊，这个就是你的绿卡。
You know how many people labor all their lives to get this card, and now we have it?
他说你知道有多少人花了多少力气想要拿到这个绿卡，现在你有了。
And then I want you to study hard, work hard, so you can have a good life, better life.
所以他说我希望你能够好好学习，好好工作，这样能够生活得更好。
Because this is the land of opportunity, and I don't want you to waste this card.
因为我们现在在这个充满机会的土地上，我不希望你浪费你这个绿卡。
Well, you know, I was 15, and I was just kind of wow, that was a really profound moment.
然后那时候我才15岁，那个时候我觉得哇，这个有点太激动人心了。
But a little confused too.
也有点不太明白。
Why is green card not green?
为什么绿卡不是绿的呢？
You know, I didn't want to ask him because I didn't want to ruin that moment.
我也不想煞风景地问他为什么绿卡不是绿的。
But later, you know, I actually understood why my dad took us into this foreign land that people spoke funny and then we ate burgers and pizzas.
我后来慢慢明白为什么我的父亲会把我们从韩国带到这么一个奇怪的大家说不同的语言然后吃汉堡和披萨的地方。
Because dad wanted us to have a better life in the land of opportunity.
因为他想让我们在这个充满机会的土地上能够过一个更好的生活。
But he had to relearn, redo almost everything.
但是对于他来说他需要很多东西他需要重新学习重新来做。
He worked in a restaurant, it's a very labor intensive business.
他后来在餐馆里工作，那个是一个很辛苦的活。
So that all his three children can finish college.
他这么做的目的是为了让我们三个孩子都能够上大学。
To get a good job.
然后找到一个好工作。
To find a good spouse.
然后找到好的配偶。
And live happily ever after in the land of opportunity.
能在这个充满机会的土地上过上幸福的生活。
He sacrificed so that we can have a better life.
他为了我们将来的美好幸福生活，然后做出了他的牺牲。
I think your family is like my family.
其实在座的每一位，你们的家庭都跟我们的家庭，跟我的家庭很像。
Most of you are first generation immigrants to this country.
我们当中有很多人是就是第一代的移民到美国来。
And you want to provide the best possible environment for your children.
你到这儿来很多时候的目的是为了给你的子女提供一个更好的机会。
And that's why you moved to this country, right?
这也是很多时候为什么我们到美国来，对吗？
I mean, was there anything wrong living, you know, in China or Taiwan?
生活在中国和台湾有错吗？
No, not really, right? Because it's the prospect of living in this country is better.
本身并没有错，但是我们会看到说，也在这个充满机会的土地上会有更多的这个机会，那我们就愿意到这儿来。
So you left that familiar homeland and you came to this, this unfamiliar foreign land.
所以你离开你的熟悉的故乡，到了这个陌生的土地上来。
And you may have to also do certain things and redo things and relearn things for certain things.
所以很多时候我们也要重新学习，重新做一些我们从前没有做过的事情。
And you are willing to make sacrifices for your children because you love them.
你们也愿意为了你们的孩子做出牺牲，因为你爱他们。
You want them to do well in school.
你希望他们在学校里成绩好。
And that you encourage them to learn a musical instrument, to join the academic clubs, and play sports.
你鼓励他们学一门乐器，然后参加各种各样的俱乐部，然后还有体育比赛。
And then you also want them to be integrated into the society.
你也想让他们能够融入这个社会。
You also give them the latest technology gadgets.
然后有什么最新的电子产品你也都买给他们。
And then you also bring them to church.
而且还带他们到教会来。
And your children will stay with you for 18 years and you're going to do a lot for them.
你的孩子跟你在一起住的这18年，你为了他们会做出很多很多的事情。
And I bet you are more than willing to do more for them after college years.
而且我相信，如果你有机会的话，即便他大学毕业了，你还是愿意为他做很多事情。
I'd like to ask you a question is that whatever you do for your children, how long do you think it'll last?
那我想问你一个问题，你为他做的这一切事情，这些的果效到底能够持续多久呢？
Is it only for this lifetime of theirs?
只是在他这一生，在世上的这一辈子有效果吗？
Or can you last till eternity?
还是你做的事情能够帮助他带到永恒。
So, in the Old Testament, when Moses led the second generation of Israelites to the edge of the Promised Land, they will enter.
当这个摩西带领第二代以色列人带到这个应许之地的边缘，就要进去之前
，He was very concerned.
那个时候他很有负担，很担心。
Because he knew the people's hearts.
因为他知道这些人的心思。
He knew what happened to the first generation, why they didn't get into the promised land, because they rebelled against God.
他更记得第一代的以色列人为什么不能够进入这个应许之地，因为他们背叛了神。
And then he even does not know is how good the second generation would be.
而且他也不能够确定说这个第二代的以色列人是不是会重蹈覆辙。
So, as a leader of the people,
所以他作为这些百姓的领袖
，So Moses will command them.
他呢是他们的这个领导。
So they will command. So he will command them. He will encourage them. He will warn them.
他要鼓励他们，警告他们，而且给他们发出命令。
How to live a life in this new land?
告诉他们在这个新的这个应许之地上该怎么样生活。
So we're going to read a passage.
我们就要一起来读圣经的一段经节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6.
在申命记第六章。
Yeah, I'm going to read the English first, and then I will read it in Chinese.
我要先读英文，然后我们一起来读中文。在你的周报上的那页也有。
Yeah, okay. We'll read together in English.
我们一起用英文来读。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God,
the Lord
is
one.
Love the Lord your God with all your
heart,
and with all your soul, and with all your strength.
This commandment.
Chinese.
好，我们一起来读中文这四到五节。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Okay, we're doing English again, chapter verse 6.
These commandments
that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
好，第六到第九节中文，我们一起来。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
The essence of the laws is to love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
所以这里的命令的精义就在于说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So the purpose of God's people is to love our God with all our being.
所以神的百姓的这个生活的目的就是要尽我们一切所能来爱神。
So Moses gave examples on how to do that.
那摩西就给了我们一些例子，到底要怎么做呢？
Because not only that we ourselves we need to love the Lord, we also need to help our children to love our Lord.
因为不仅仅我们自己要爱神，我们也要帮助我们的儿女也要爱他。
So Moses point out a few examples like when you're home, on the road, when you get up, when you lie down.
所以摩西给我们举的例子就是，无论你是行在坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，你做这些一切的事情的时候。
God has been so good to us, and how can we not love Him?
神对我们这么的慈爱，我们怎么能够不爱他呢？
Because originally that we were rebel against God.
因为从一开始我们是背叛神的。
And because He took a pity on our inability to save ourselves.
而他怜悯我们没有办法自救。
So He did not spare His Son, and He came to the world.And die on the cross to save all our sinners.
他愿意舍弃他唯一的儿子，让他到世上来为我们钉在十字架，所以我们能够得救。
And if we humble ourselves and we repent of our sins,
如果我们愿意谦卑，如果我们愿意悔改
，and then we accept the work that Jesus had done on the cross to save us.
我们愿意接受神在十字耶稣在十字架上受死为我们做成的这个工作。
And God will adopt us as the child of God.
神就愿意收纳我们为他的儿女。
And He will accept us into His family.
接受我们成为他家庭里的一员。
And because God loves us so much that He was willing to sacrifice His Son.
神如此的爱我们，以至于愿意他牺牲他自己的爱子。
He was willing to do so because he is a loving father.
他这样做，因为他是那位慈爱的父。
So how can we not love him, such a wonderful loving father?
我们有这样一位爱我们的父神，我们怎么能够不爱他呢？
And we know that to love our God with all our heart, our soul, and with our strength is not natural tendency in us.
但是我们也知道，要尽心尽性尽意爱神，并不是我们天生的本性。
Because we were born self-centered.
因为我们天生就是自我中心的。
But then we need to adjust our mindset from self-centeredness to Christ-centered.
但是现在我们需要调整，我们要把我们的这个自我中心变成以基督为中心的。
And we need to focus more on the eternal and rather than the temporal.
然后我们的这个心思也要从这个暂时的世界上的事情来转到永恒的天国的事情上。
Not only that, we also need to teach our children to go from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness.
不仅我们自己也要这样做，我们也要教我们的子女把这个自我中心转换成以基督为中心。
And we also need to teach our children to be more eternal rather than temporal.
要教导他们的眼光能够变成永恒的，而不是暂时的。
But you can say, hey, Brother John, that you know how much peer pressure that my kid is under?
可是你可能会说，哎呀，那个庞长老，你知道我们家的孩子在学校受多少这个那个压力吗？
If they don't follow the crowd, you know, they will get ridiculed and picked on.
如果他们不合群的话，会被别人笑话，然后会成为这个众矢之的。
And look at the influence of the forces of the culture.
然后你再看看周围这些文化的袭击。
How can we teach about God when our kids are bombarded by the culture?
在这种情况下，我们真的是应接不暇，没有办法教他们这个关于神的事情。
You are correct.
你说的都对。
There was an article I saw that in Christianity Today.
在今日啊，基督教这个杂志里有一篇，曾经有过一篇文章。
It reports that for 70% of the young adults between age of 18 to 22.
他讲到这个年龄在18到22岁之间的年轻人当中有 70% 的。
And who attended the church regularly in high school and that they just dropped out of church?
我重新说一下哈，在年纪到18到22岁之间的这些年轻人当中，曾经在高中的时候经常参加教会的，后来就是在这个年龄段的时候有 70% 的人已经不再去了。
That's a...Seven out of ten.
大概就是说，十个人当中有七个人上了大学以后就不再去教会了。
That sounds so terrible. It's like it's not an encouragement for like people like me working with the young people.
可能对于父母来说，对于这些青少年的牧者来说，这实在是一个很悲惨的消息。
But the article continues with this.
但是呢，这个文章继续下来又这样讲。
It says out of those dropouts, two-thirds of them they will come back to church.
这个 70% 的不再去教会的年轻人，就是18岁到22岁之间的那个时段不再去教会的年轻人，后来他们当中有二分之三又回到了教会。
三分之二。Yeah, that sounds a little encouraging.
这个让我的心里受点安慰。
But then the article continues says this, there are several predictive factors in the young people that will stay in church.
但是呢，他讲到说那个真正能够待在教会里的这些人呢，他们身上有一些共性。
The first is that church helps to guide the teenagers' decisions in everyday life.
那第一呢，就是说他们在这个教会帮助他们，给他们指导的方，就是每天生活当中给他们指导方向。
Okay. Second one is that the parents are still married to each other and both attend church.
这个父母还在婚姻当中，而且他们都到教会来。
And also, pastors' sermons are relevant to their life.
然后这个讲到的内容是跟他们的生活贴近的。
And I promise I will make the sermon relevant.
所以我要照着这个来做。
Okay. And then at least the one adult from the church has made a significant investment in them personally and spiritually.
那教会当中有一些成人愿意把他们的时间和精力花在这些年轻人身上，让他们的生命得到成长。
So if a church has these four factors,
所以这里面有四个因素。
Then there's a higher chance that the teenager will stay in church after they leave.
那么在这个教会里的，如果一个教会有这些四个因素的话，那在这个教会的当中的年轻人在离开这个教会以后，仍然会继续守住他们的信仰。
So when teenagers see an active, practiced faith in their parents and other positive examples at church, they will stop being dropouts and start being disciples.
所以总结一句话就是说，当这些年轻人看到他们生命中他们的父母也好，周围的成年人也好，有一个这个活泼的一个实际的这个属灵的生命的话，能够帮助他们自己也能够有这样的生命。
So, we have a way to pass our faith to our children effectively.
所以在这里我们看到我们也有一个办法，有一个途径能够让我们把我们的这个信仰传递给他们。
So, combining the efforts of parents at home and adults, church adults, adults in church,
那所以我们要综合这个父母在家里的这个工作，还有在教会当中这些领袖们的对他们的帮助。
And we can make a difference in our children's life.
我们可以让这个孩子的生命有所不同。
Now you, some of you may say that, hey, I don't have children yet.
你们当中可能有些人说，哎呀，我还没孩子呢。
Yeah, okay, that's great. Then you have plenty of time to learn to pass on your faith because one day it will be useful for you.
那很好啊，你可以现在就开始学习，因为等你有孩子的时候你就可以用得上。
And then some of you may say that, hey, my children are all grown up and I don't have any young kids.
那有的时候我们可能已经这个空巢了，所谓就是你的孩子都已经长大了，你也没有小孩子需要再辅导了。
Well, that's great. Then you can spend some time with our children in our church and then share your faith.
那也很好啊，这样的话你可以有时间在我们教会的这些年轻人当中，在他们身上花一些时间，然后把你的信仰也传递给他们。
You see that our behavior are a reflection of our thought patterns.
你知道吗？我们的行为实际上是代表了我们的思想。
And our thought patterns are formed from our values.
我们的思想其实是来源于我们的价值观。
And our belief shapes our values.
而这个价值观是成型于我们到底信仰的是什么。
So the outward behaviors really is a display of our inner belief.
所以这个露在最肩上的这个行为实际上反映的是你最里面的信仰。
Okay, now, what motivates us to change our belief, say, from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness is the relationship we have with God.
那真正能够改变我们信仰的动力是什么呢? 实际上是我们自己跟神那个个人的关系。
It's in that relationship building, there's one key element is to build the emotional connection.
在这个关系的培养上有一个很重点的一个关键是在于情感上的联系。
That is, we are willing to expose our emotions to God.
从我们这方面来说, 就是我们愿意把我们自己的情绪都展现给神。
And we also try to understand His emotion to us.
而且我们也要学习明白神是什么样的感情。
That emotional connection is that will make us easier to change our belief about God, hence ultimately the behavior.
所以当我们跟神有这个情感上的联系的时候，实际上就能够改变我们跟神之间的这个关系，影响到我们的信仰，而以至于最终影响到我们的行为。Now
the same pattern also applies for you to teach your children about God.
那这个方式也同样适用于我们在教孩子关于神的事情的时候。You
will need to build a close relationship with your child to influence their belief about God.
所以你需要跟他有一个很亲密的关系，你才能够改变他的信仰。And
you will also need to make the emotional connection with your children.
那当然这个关系的重点就在于你跟他之间的情感联系。So
that means that are you willing to talk about your fears, your emotions to your children?
那就是说你平时有没有跟他分享你的恐惧、你的这个想法、你的感情？
And when they tell you how they feel, let's just acknowledge it and not dismiss it.
而当他们跟你谈起他们的感受的时候，你不要就随便一挥手就不在意了，你要专心去听。And
even before we give them lectures, we need to hear them out first.
在你决定要开口教训他的时候，你要先学会倾听。Because
we need to earn the right to speak by listening.
你知道我们需要用倾听来争取我们自己能够开口说话的权利。Because
actually when you listen, you are actually demonstrating how God listened to us even though He already knows what we're going to say to Him.
因为你当你在倾听的时候，就好像你在向孩子表现说神是怎么样倾听我们的，即便神已经知道我们想说的是什么。That
emotional connection binds you and your children. So their belief will change by learning from you.
所以当你跟孩子建立这个情感的联系的时候，你们的关系就改变了，而那个时候他们就愿意来相信你的信仰。Okay,
now, side note. Okay, we know we Chinese don't do emotions.
那当然了，我这个岔开哈，我们中国人是不太容易讲情感的。Yeah,
we guys especially, we don't show emotions.
尤其是这个男生就都是比较那个保守的这个态度。Okay,
but, okay, we do need to.
但是我们真的是需要的。Okay,
that emotional connection really is the key for us to change, to also build a relationship, change the belief, and change the behavior.
但是这个情感上的联系真的是很在这个关系当中很重要，这个关系决定了我们的信仰，决定我们能够改变行为。So,
you know, children at their age really has a hard time understanding the very abstract concept about God, like God is love, God is merciful, God is holy.
那孩子在小的时候其实很难够领会这个一些很抽象的概念，比如说神是爱，神是怜悯，神是圣洁。
But with the underlying emotional connection you have with them,
但是当你跟他有一个情感的联系的时候,
the best way for the children to learn is learn from a concrete examples from your life.
那这些抽象的概念让他们能够学到的最好的方式就是让他看到这个实体，就是你的生命中所能够展现的。
So they want to know love, you show love.
所以当你要让他们学习神是爱的时候，你要表现出对他们的爱。
You want them to learn mercy, then show mercy.
如果你让他们学习恩典，你要在他们的生命里展现出恩典来。
You want them to learn holiness, then you be holy.
让他们学习圣洁的话，你的生活也一样要圣洁。
So like it or not, parents said that you have the opportunity to demonstrate God by living out God in your life.
所以不管你愿意不愿意，你在他们的生命中所展现的实际上 在他们眼里就是神的样子。
To your children, you are the God in flesh.
因为他们看不到这个抽象的概念的时候，他们看到的是你的实体，所以他们看到的就是神的样子。
So you must intentionally show the characters of God.
所以你一定要有意识的要把神的这个特性展现在自己的生活中。
And watch for opportunities to show God's character in their lives.
然后寻找机会让他们能够看到神的这个特性是什么样的，用你自己的表现来展示。
And that's what Moses meant that impress them on your children.
这也就是摩西所说的要
殷勤教导，
要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So.To show God's characters, right, the first step is that we have to know God. That means that we have to, you know, read the Bible.
那当然，如果我们想要展现神的品性的话，我们自己要先认识他，也就是说我们自己要读圣经。
And I need to set an example, read the Bible, talk about the Bible, and then living the words out.
那所以对于我来说，我就需要自己来，我要读圣经，我要来明白圣经，然后活出里面所说的样子。
I know it's inconvenient, but it's very necessary.
有的时候你可能觉得很不方便，但是这是必要的。
Since 2009,
大概从2009年开始。
That's about 6 years ago.
那就是大概六年前。
Okay. So I try to carve out some time so I can read the scripture with Priscilla.
我大概每周就专门拿出时间来，我可以跟那个新乐一起来读经。
So we started from Genesis, and then actually now we're in a book of Jonah.
我们是从创世纪开始的，我们现在大概已经到了约拿。
Actually, you know, it's not hard, really.
其实做起来就没有那么难了。
You read the scripture, you read the chapter, and then you ask three questions.
那我们一起来读一章圣经，然后来问三个问题。
What do we learn in this passage about God?
那从我们读的这段圣经当中，我们学到关于神的什么特性？
In this passage, what do we learn about people?
第二个是我们看到人是什么样的。
And then, are there anything that I should change?
那第三个问题就是说，我从里面学到什么，我是不是应该有什么改变？
Yeah, that's like a very simple Bible study, just three questions.
好像就是一个很简单的查经，只有三个问题。
And then, during that time, that I also have the opportunity to tell her about my successes and my failures.
那在这段查经的时间的时候，我也有机会能够跟她讲我自己的成功的例子也好，失败的例子也好。
And then she will be able to learn about how Jesus helped me and how faithful and true that God is.
这样让她能够看到说耶稣是怎么帮助我的，让她能够看到神是多么的信实可靠。
And then also during that one of the sessions that something really convicted Priscilla and he decided to believe in God.
那也就是在这个某一次这样的查经的时候，这个新乐他真的心里有确定有感动，他愿意把自己的生命交出来给神。
And to the parent, that was all worth it.
对于我做父亲的来说，这个是太值得的事情了。
So my goal is to finish the entire book before she goes to college.
那我的目标就是在她上大学以前，我跟她从头到尾把圣经学一遍。
Okay, now we also know that prayer is important, right?
我们大家都知道祷告很重要。
Now prayer is not just close your eyes and then you say some very formal, very spiritual sounding words.
但是祷告并不是只是说你就闭上眼睛，然后说一些很高大很属灵的话。
And then at the end you add an amen just like it's like a send button.
然后最后不要忘了说阿们，就好像有点了那个输入键一样。
Now, but prayer is a communicating to God, right?
因为我们知道祷告是跟神的沟通。
That means that we can complain to God.
意思就是说我们甚至可以跟他抱怨。
We can pour our heart out to him.
把我们心里所想的一切都可以跟他讲。
Yeah, we can also have like a serious discussion with him.
或者是跟他讨论一些很严肃的问题。
Right? Because it's like our kids are coming to us to talk.
这个比喻就好像说孩子来跟你讲话，什么都可以说。
For 8 years, Linda has been driving Priscilla to school every day.
那已经有八年了，这个 Linda 每天早上都那个带开车送新乐去上学。
And on the way, Linda will pray out loud for the day that Priscilla is about to have.
那常常她在路上的时候，她就会大声的祷告，为这个新乐将要过的这一天替她祷告。
She asks for the ability for her to understand the subject.
她求神让她帮助她能够明白这个上课所要学的内容。
To have the ability to memorize, to analyze, to synthesize.
有能力来啊，能够记住，能够分析，能够总结。
And then also, just ask God to give her a peace while she's taking exams.
也同时求神让她考试的时候能够有平安。
And ask teachers and the friends be gracious to him, to her.
然后让周围的老师和同学都能够有恩慈。
And then at the end of the day, before she goes to sleep.
那然后呢，一天结束了，当她要去睡觉的时候。
And I will come to her room, and then I will give her the nightly blessings.
那我就会到她的房间来，我会给她这个晚上每天的祝福。
We use this book. It's the Pray for Your Child's Spiritual Characters.
那我们用一本书叫做《为你孩子的属灵品格祷告》。
It has 52 pages, one page per week for the entire year.
里面有52条，刚好每个星一年当中每个星期有一条。
And then just some of these are just items that you can pray for your children.
那就是这个里面列了一些你可以为你孩子祷告的事项。
Because I believe that God has established the authority to give blessings from parents to children.
因为我相信神给了这个父母亲一个权柄，能够通过父母来祝福孩子。
Isaac prayed for blessed Jacob.
以撒为雅各祝福。
Jacob blessed his 12 children.
雅各为他的十二个儿子祝福。
And their blessings all came true.
而他们的这些祝福都成了真实。
So, you can lay your hands to your children and bless them.
所以你有权柄，你可以把你的手放在孩子的头上来祝福他们。
Pray for their growth in the Lord.
你为他们的在主里的成长祷告。
You have the authority to bless your children.
你有为他祝福的权柄。
The best way to teach children is from your way of living.
所以最好的教导孩子的方式就是用你自己的生活为榜样。
And then your way of living actually is better than the Sunday sermon, better than the Sunday school lessons.
真的是比主日的讲道、主日学所学的内容都更有效、更重要。
So when we say God is love, then what does love look like?
所以当我们说神是爱的时候，爱到底具体什么表现呢？
So I spent some time figuring out love language that each of us has.
那我会花一些时间把我家里每个人的这个爱的语言学习一下。
Yeah, actually, we spend a lot of quality time together.
我们花很多这个有意义的时间在一起。
Yeah. Our dinner table is a time for us to share.
我们吃晚饭的时间通常是我们一起分享的时间。
We tell each other what happened to on that day, three things that the other people don't know.
那我们会彼此跟对方讲一下这个我自己的生这一天的生活中有三件别人还不知道的事情。
And I love to hear Priscilla's school.
我很喜欢听新乐讲他学校的事情。
Yeah, those are funny teachers and then quirky classmates.
然后有一些很有趣的老师，还有一些这个个性特别的学生。
Yeah, middle school rocks.
这个中学真的是一个很特殊的地方。
And after dinner, our stomach is full, and so are our love accounts.
所以一顿饭下来，我们的这个肠胃得到了充实，然后我们这个彼此之间的爱也得到了充满。
So, go home and find out your family's love language at fivelovelanguage.com.
你可以在这个网站上找到就是有五种爱的语言，你可以学习一下你的家人到底都是喜欢哪种语言。
Yeah, and then you can do something specifically for that person to talk to speak to that love language.
所以你可以为这个为对方做的事情就通过这五种语言来表达。
And their love account will get full.
然后他们的心里就会充满了爱。
And when we say, Jesus humbled himself to save sinners,
所以当我们说耶稣啊谦卑自己来拯救罪人的时候，
So what does humility look like?
所以这个谦卑到底是什么样的表现呢？
So now, when I do something wrong, then I would ask for forgiveness, even to my daughter, Priscilla.
那如果我做错了事情的时候，那我 会向别人道歉，甚至是我的女儿，我也会向她道歉。
Now in the past, I wouldn't do that.
我从前可不会这么做。
Because I am the head of the household, and head of a household never make mistake.
因为我是一家之主，一家之主从来也没错的。
Yeah, but then how can I demonstrate humility that way?
可是如果我有这样的想法的话，我就没有办法表现出谦卑来。
And when we say that God is merciful and kind,
当我们说神是恩慈的，神是有恩典的时候，
what does it look like?
那又是怎么表现的呢？
I appreciate our small group teaming up with a local organization to provide food to hungry people in our community.
我们小组有的时候会跟这个我们本地的一个机构联合起来去做一些事情，能够帮助那些无家可归。可归的人给他们提供食物。
A local farmer will donate some food, and then we will take our children do gleaning.
那我们附近会有一些这个农夫，他们把他们这个地里出产的东西捐出来。那那个时候我们就会带着孩子们一起去收割。
And also, you know that every Saturday there's a burrito making burritos to feed. The homeless.
那大家可能都知道，礼拜六的时候会有一些人到教会来，他们包那个就是墨西哥的那个米饭卷给那些也是给无家可归的人。
And children can volunteer.
那我们这些孩子都可以去参与。
And we will use these opportunities to show them what mercy looks like.
那我们就借着这些机会，让他们看到是怎么样给与人施恩、给人恩慈的。
And we also say that God lavishes love to His children, and God gives abundant life to us.
那我们也说神对我们满有慈爱，而且给了我们丰盛的生命。
So what does a generosity look like?
那所以这个
慷慨
又是怎么表达的呢？
Now, a local Christian radio station promotes to support the needed in the community.
那我们周围有一个电台，它也是有一个这个施工来为那些有需要的社区准备一些东西。
One year was to provide school supplies before school starts.
曾经有一年是在开学之前，就是为他们预备这些学习用品。
So Linda and Priscilla went shopping, and then they each bought a set.
那个 Linda 就带着新乐，他们俩一起去买东西，然后每个人各买一套。
And each paid for her own.
然后自己花钱买这一套东西。
And also, we support a prison ministry during Christmas time.
然后在圣诞节的时候，我们也会支持一个就是做监狱事工的机构。
The incarcerated parents will write a letter to their children.
有一些父母亲他们在监狱里，他们会写信给他们的孩子。
And then Angel Tree will buy gifts and then present them to the children.
那这个机构叫做天使之树，他们呢就会用钱来买一些礼物，然后以这些父母亲的名义送给这些孩子们。
You know, during the holiday season, right? Children, when they open the gift and when they open the letter from their children.It means a world to them.
因为对那些孩子们来说，能够在圣诞节的时候收到他们父母的礼物和信是多么的重要。
Because they know God loves them, they know their parents love them, they know somebody loves them.
因为通过这些表示，他们能够看到说父母亲爱他们，神也爱他们，有些人是爱他们的。
You know, because their parents is not around, because they're in jail.
虽然他们的父母亲在监狱里没有办法跟他们一起过节。
We support this ministry every year.Hopefully that maybe we can break the vicious cycle of crime.
那我们每年都会来支持这些这个工作。我们希望通过这样的做法，能够让这个犯罪的这个循环能够打碎。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Priscilla has also learned to be generous, open up her purse in support of this ministry.
那所以呢，新的也在学习从他自己的钱里拿出一部分来支持这样的施工。
Now we say that we need to respect others.
那我们讲到我们要尊重别人的时候。
So what does that look like?
那又是怎么表现出来的呢？
When we have conversations in our family,
当我们的家里我们互相在谈话的时候，
the listeners try not to interrupt the speaker.
那这个听话的人要学习不打断讲话的人。
Especially we were in a debate and an argument.
特别是当我们有争论在讨论的时候。
Because we want the speaker to finish up their they're talking because we respect them.
因为我们希望这个讲的人能够完说完他所要说的话，因为我们需要对他有尊重。
So, but then sometimes you know, we adults like to overrun the conversation.
但是我们成年人有一种特性，就是想掌控这个谈话。
We think that our children really don't know much.
我们通常会觉得说，小孩子你懂什么？
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they really don't know much.
确实，他们很多时候是什么都不懂。
Yeah, but we want to show, you know, showing that you know, we respect them, that we should let them finish up what they talk.
但是我们要学会尊重他们，让他们把自己想要说的话说完。
And also that if we keep on overrunning the conversation, then they will not talk to us anymore.
而且你如果你总是在想掌控这个局面，然后把自己的观念灌输给别人的时候，他们就不会再愿意跟你讲他的想法。
Because they say that you don't understand me.
他会说你不理解我。
See, that emotional connection is broken.
当你不想听的时候，你们之间的那个情感的联系就破坏了。
So we need to learn how to quick to listen.And slow to speak and slow to anger.
所以我们要学会快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And we say that we need to value others above ourselves.
当我们说我们要看重别人超过看重自己的时候，
What does being considerate to look like?
那这个顾及别人的时候，这个具体表现是什么？
Okay.I have a habit of opening doors for Linda and Priscilla.
我有一个习惯，就是上车的时候给我的太太和女儿开门。
Yeah, car doors and entry doors, even jars.
甭管什么门，这个大车门也好，这个房间的门也好，甚至帮他们开瓶子盖也好。
And then Priscilla also learned to open doors for us.
那新的也学会替我们开门。
So.Husbands, I have an assignment for you.
所以这些做先生呢，我今天有一个功课给你。
When you leave today,
今天在你离开的时候
，Won't you open the doors for your wife and your kids?
能不能替你的妻子和孩子开车门
？It shows that you value them above yourself.
这就表示出你尊重他们过于尊重自己。
And wives, don't get into the car until.The husband opens the door.
太太们，你们站定了，不开门就不上车。
Yeah, just stand there, stare at him.
就站在那儿瞪着他。
Okay, and then boys, if your dad is not around, open the door for your mom.
那男孩子们，如果你的爸爸没有在的话，你可以站出来替你的妈妈开门。
What you do is that you need to go ahead of your mom and grab the handle, not behind her.
你要做的是这样做的时候，就是说你不能跟在她的身后，你要走在她的前面，要抢先一步替她把门打开。
So.Every man, every boy, we're going to practice the opening doors for our ladies for 3 weeks.
所以不管你是男人也好，男孩也好，你要学习，下面三个星期都学习为他们开门。
Okay, be the first one, grab those handles.
抢先一步，拉开车门。
Because you value them above yourself.
因为你是在表示你对他们的尊重。
Now, of course, if you are willing to learn and change for your children, we have a lot of resources.
当然，如果你愿意真的是为了你的孩子而改变的话，我们其实有很多地方可以寻到帮助。
Mm-hmm. Focus on the family.
有这个爱家机构。
Mm-hmm. Radio drama, you know, The Adventures in Odyssey and children magazines.
然后有一些儿童的杂志，还有一些这个音乐电台上的这些广播。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also have a Family Keepers magazine.
有真爱家庭杂志。
Yeah, they focusing on family issues. For the Chinese Christians in North America.
这些都是专注在帮助这个在北美的华人基督徒能够在家庭当中成长。
Most of us are the first generation Christians.
我们当中也很多人也都是第一代的基督徒。
Now, do you realize that you have the opportunity to change the fate of your coming generations?
你能够意识到说从你开始，你的子孙后代，你有机会来改变他们的生命吗？
Okay, but maybe not many. Let's just say 3 generations.
可能不用想那么多，只是后面三代。
To change the belief from self-centeredness to God-centeredness for you, for your children, and for your grandchildren.
改变他们就是从自我中心到以基督为中心，从你开始到你的子女到你的孙子辈。
And establish the mindset of the eternal is better than the temporal.
让他们这个心思能够从这个暂时的东西转到永恒的东西上。
And if Priscilla sees us loving our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength,
如果新乐看到我们在生命中彰显的是尽心、尽性、尽力爱神的时候，
and then she decides to do the same,
她可能就会决定要自己也要这样做。
That means that we have instilled the value of eternity in her.
也就是说，我们把这个永恒的价值种在了她的心里。
And in turn, and then in turn, that she will instill the value of eternity to her children, and hopefully that we will be their helper.
而转过身来，他也要把这样的价值传承给他的孩子，我们也能够在旁边帮助他。
So, here is my promise to God.
所以我在这里在对神有一个承诺。
That I will commit myself into my marriage.
我守住我的婚姻。
I will love my family wholeheartedly.
我要全心爱我的家人。
And I will live my faith out in my life.
我要在我的生命中活出我的信仰。
And I will also teach the same to my children.
我也要殷勤教训我的孩子。
I realize that passing the faith to our children is not easy.
我也知道说让我们能够把信仰传递下去并不是一件容易的事情。
But they are worth fighting for.
但是真的是值得我们去为此而奋斗的。
Because we love our children and we cannot lose them to the world.
因为我们爱他们，我们不愿意失去他们，给向世界拱手。
And then when we go to heaven, we want to find them there.
当我们到天堂的时候，我们希望能够看到他们。
But in this life, we also want them to thrive in the Lord when they leave us.
那与此同时，当他们和我们在一起的时候，我们也要愿意看到他们能够在这个主里能够健康的长大。
Are you willing to fight for their heart so they may live a life for Jesus?
你愿意为他们的这个他们里面的信仰，为他们来努力吗？
Are you willing to make the same promise that you are going to commit your marriage, you're going to love your family, you're going to live out your faith, and you're going to teach your children the same?
那你愿意做出我刚才所说的这四条承诺吗？
Together with God and with the brothers and sisters together,
那我们在神面前，在兄弟姐妹面前，
we can and we will win our children over.
那我们愿意，而且我们也能够让我们的孩子能够传承我们的信仰。
And if you are willing,
如果你愿意的话，
can I invite you to stand with me?
我能不能邀请你现在站起来？
Because I want to pray for you for the commitment that we have for our children.
因为我想为你祷告，也为我自己。
Because we love our children so much.
因为我们是如此的爱我们的孩子。
That we cannot lose them to the world.
我们不能把他们失去给这个世界。
Because they are worth fighting for.
因为他们真的是配得我们尽一切的努力。
I'm going to give you a few moments, and if you are willing, if you are willing to stand, I'd like to ask you to stand, and then I'll pray.
如果你愿意的话，就请你站起来，我来为大家一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.That you have given us a family.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们家庭。
You have given us children, so we can demonstrate our love. We can know your love.
你给了我们孩子，让我们能够明白你的爱，也能够把你的爱传承给他们。
And we just feel so inadequate.
但是我们知道自己能力不足。
We see that there are so many forces outside to take away our children.
我们也看到外面有那么多的势力想要争夺他们。
But Lord.Help us that we're going to make a commitment today.
但是主帮助我们今天就在此承诺。
That we are going to work in our lives so that we can pass our faith to our generation.
我们要在我们的生命当中努力，让我们的信仰能够传承给他们。
And to them and to our grandchildren.
然后再通过他们传给我们的孙子辈。
Because you give us the children, we are willing to fight for them.
因为孩子是你所赐的，我们愿意为他们而做出一切的努力。
So help us to be the person that we want to love you completely.
你帮助我们愿意成为那个完全爱你的人。
And in our lives that we want to demonstrate our love to them.
在我们的生命中愿意让他们看到我们是对他们怎样的爱。
So help us, Lord.
主求你帮助我们。
And we thank you for this wonderful calling you have given to us as parents.
而且我们感谢你，真的是对我们作为父母的呼召。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Yeah, 谢谢庞长老给我们这么美好的信息。